This is KUT. There's an old rancher saying that the cattle always look good around an oil well. It means if the ranch is making money leasing to oil companies, the ranch's finances are probably in pretty good shape. So is the decline in oil hurting Texas ranchers? That's something state lawmakers are trying to figure out, as KUT's Mose Buchel reports for State Impact Texas.
It's one of the interim charges for the House Committee on Agriculture and Livestock, basically homework for the committee to study. Leslie Kinzel says they'll probably learn the relationship between oil and ranching is complicated.
There have been huge pluses to farmers and ranchers, huge negatives, and you just deal with it.
Kinzel is a South Texas rancher. She also leases her land to oil companies. She says when the oil field's booming, those royalty checks can help ranchers invest in their business and see them through some tough times.
The Eagle Ford Shale, the height of the development, came during the worst drought we've ever had.
But those checks only come if ranchers own the mineral rights to their land. And a lot of oil activity also means damage to roads, fights with pipeline companies over land use, even trucks running over your livestock.
So if you get too much development, too much traffic on a ranch, then it's lost its value to a cattle producer.
A lot of that development has dropped off, with prices of oil remaining low. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Buchel, KUT News.